As the embattled city of Fallujah faces its third night of U.S. airstrikes, there are conflicting reports today about a possible pullout of American forces. Earlier today, U.S. Marines reported a deal had been reached to end the siege of the city. Later, a Pentagon official said nothing was final. Meanwhile, fighting in Fallujah continues. Los Angeles Times reporter Tony Perry is embedded with the Marines in Fallujah and joins us now by satellite telephone. Thank you very much for staying up, for being with us.
My pleasure.
What can you tell us about this agreement to have American forces pull back?
Well, it's a tentative agreement. Like all agreements, until it's actually in place, it would include a new Iraqi army formation for Fallujah, run by four former generals in the Iraqi army. They have stepped forward and said that they will take over, they will form an army and take over the problem of fighting the insurgents who have held much of this city really in terror for several weeks, if not several months and years. The Marines would pull out of the city, and would still maintain active offensive operations in the suburbs and in the farm belt to ensure that people don't smuggle arms or fighters into Fallujah. But the problem of the insurgents inside Fallujah would suddenly become an Iraqi problem, not an American problem, with this new force. It may have one or two or three different names, but basically it'll be an army modeled not unlike the Iraqi army of past, run by four senior officers, and they say they can do it, and they can get it done. They're Iraqis, and they can deal with the problem. This does two things. This obviates the need for the U.S., for the Marine Corps, to go all the way through house to house, roof to roof in Fallujah looking for the insurgents, a urban battle that certainly would have cost Marine casualties and would have cost civilian casualties, which would have complicated matters politically a great deal. So we avoid that, and we accomplish what the Marines have always said they want to do, put an Iraqi face on this problem. You may remember when the Marines originally surrounded Fallujah April 5th and blocked all the streets, they were hoping for support from the Iraqi police and the Iraqi Civil Defense Corps, sort of like the National Guard. That basically didn't happen. They fled. They were MIA. They just weren't up to it. Very disappointing early on. So the hunt for some Iraqi leadership has been continuous. And now, apparently after some backroom arm-twisting and cajoling, four former generals have stepped forward and said, we can take it from here.
So are these the four former Ba'athist Saddam generals who were reported to have signed up once the relaxation on former Ba'athists was announced, what, last week?
Could be. I think some of them are. They are former Ba'athists, and they are former Saddam Husseinites. There's no getting around that. In a country like this, run by one party for 30 years, all the competency is probably going to be on one side of the scale. I mean, the one-party system, your union card was being in the Ba'ath Party, and certainly these folks, if they weren't party members, were dutiful followers. But think back, Germany 1945, at the end of World War II, certain of the Nazis came back and helped rebuild Germany as part of the Marshall Plan. You have to think in that context. The Marines know these people. These aren't unknown people. These are people that the Marines have studied before. You may remember that before last year's invasion of Iraq, the Marines and the intelligence agencies had a book with dossiers on all of the Iraqi generals and commanders, their histories, their tribal and political backgrounds, their idiosyncrasies, their styles. So they know a great deal about these people, and they believe if they're watched carefully and if they're assisted and if they're given money, frankly, gear and equipment, that kind of thing, that they have a good chance of taking over this problem and solving it. So the two things can happen. One, the people in Fallujah can live a decent life, and down the road, and I think this will be the real crucial test, whether Westerners, contractors, can start coming into this city to carry out what the Coalition Provisional Authority has earmarked for this city, which is hundreds of millions of dollars of water and electricity improvements and business development and schools and hospitals and all the rest of it. Unable to do that while contractors were getting shot at and killed and their bodies hanged from a bridge. That's why the Marines, you may remember, 5 days after that grisly incident, surrounded this city and began offensive operations. I think the long-term test of this agreement, if it goes forth, is in 3-6 months. are Westerners allowed in this city to help it improve, or has it become a kind of Iraqi city for Iraqis only and the outside be damned? We'll see.
Tony Perry, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Tony Perry is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He spoke with us from Fallujah, Iraq, where he's embedded with the United States Marines. Obviously, we'll have more on this story later today as it continues to develop on NPR News and later today on All Things Considered, so stay tuned for that. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.